This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Voting underway in five districts of Kokrajhar, Baksa, Chirang, Udalguri and Tamulpur in Assam to elect 40-member Boroland Territorial Council. Next-gen GST reforms to be implemented from first day of Navaratri today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura today. And preparations in final stage across Northeast for Durga Puja festivities. The news in detail. In Assam, voting began at 7:30 this morning in five districts of Kokrajhar, Baksa, Chirang, Udalguri and Tamulpur to elect the 40-member Boroland Territorial Council. The voting exercise, taking place in 3,359 polling stations, is scheduled to end at 4 p.m. There are 316 candidates in fray and the total number of voters stand at 26.69 lakh. The counting of votes will be taken up on 26th September. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said next-gen GST reforms will be implemented from 22nd September, the first day of Navaratri. Addressing the nation last evening, Mr. Modi said the GST Bachat Utsav will begin and people can buy their choice of goods at a lesser price. He added that the nation's growth story will be changed with these reforms and youth, neo-middle class, farmers, women, shopkeepers, traders and entrepreneurs will greatly benefit. The PM highlighted that every state will be an equal partner in the journey of the nation's development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Arunachal Pradesh today. He will lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees at Itanagar. He will also address a public function. He is also scheduled to lay the foundation stones for two hydroelectric power projects and 10 infrastructure projects worth 1,291 crore rupees. The two power projects include the 186-megawatt Tato hydroelectric project and the 240-megawatt Heo hydroelectric project, both located in Shiyomi district. These projects are expected to boost the state's power generation capacity and support local development. Mr. Modi will also interact with local taxpayers, traders and industry representatives to discuss the impact of the recent GST trade rationalization. Security in the capital city of Itanagar has been heightened for the PM's visit. In Tripura, all preparations are complete for the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is scheduled to inaugurate the newly developed infrastructure and beautification works at the Mata Tripura Sundari Temple Complex under the Prashad scheme today. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place in and around the temple premises as well as in Udaipur town, where the shrine is located in Gomati district. After inaugurating the redeveloped temple, Prime Minister Modi will offer prayers at Mata Tripuri Sundari, one of the 51 Shakti Peeths. Coinciding with the onset of Navaratri, the inauguration of the redeveloped temple will mark a significant milestone for religious tourism in Tripura. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio has welcomed the rollout of the next-gen GST reform announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, the Chief Minister expressed gratitude to the PM for introducing simplified tax slabs of 5% and 18%. Mr. Rio emphasized that this reform will bring relief to families, boost growth and strengthen self-reliance through Made in India initiatives. On International Day of Peace yesterday, Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio reaffirmed the state's shared responsibility to create a more peaceful world. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton also urged the citizens to renew their shared commitment to dialogue, compassion and cooperation. He emphasized that each individual has a role to play, whether through small acts of kindness or through collective efforts that unite nations. Mr. Patton noted that children deserve a future shaped by understanding rather than conflict and by hope rather than fear. Tremors were felt in Meghalaya after a 4.0 magnitude earthquake hit Bangladesh yesterday, officials said. The earthquake happened near Meghalaya's border with Bangladesh at 11:49 a.m. Indian time. There were no immediate reports of any damage or casualties in Meghalaya, the officials said. Three militants belonging to different proscribed units and an arms dealer have been arrested in Manipur, police said yesterday. Two insurgents belonging to the banned Pripak outfit were nabbed from Thronglaubi in Bishnupur district. The militants were involved in extorting the public, local businesses and schools, the police statement said. The Department of Horticulture, Northeastern Hill University Nehru Tura campus, in collaboration with Deendayal Upadhyay Community College and Skill Development Center, organized a capacity building program on technologies for production of rich vegetable crops at Wahyajer in the West Jayanta Hills district of Meghalaya. It was aimed to ensure healthy livelihood amongst the community in accordance with the celebration of National Nutritional Week in India, with a slogan, Eat Right for a Better Life. Meghalaya Deputy Chief Minister Snyabalang Dhar appreciated the Department of Horticulture Nehru Tura for this initiative. He urged the farmers to face the challenge and become entrepreneurs for a sustainable livelihood. The government of Meghalaya has proposed to declare the David Scott Trail in Sobar Sardarship, East Khasi Hills, as a protected site. This initiative aims to preserve the historic trail under the Arts and Culture Department. The notification was issued on 17 September by the Principal Secretary, Arts and Culture Department. Public objections, if any, must be submitted within 30 days from the date of issue of this notification. All submissions will be duly considered by the government, an official statement said. A sea of humanity has been paying homage to late musical icon of Assam, Zubeen Garg, whose body is lying in state at the Sarusajai Stadium in Guwahati. The Assam government has announced extension of official mourning till Tuesday, when Garg's mortal remains will be cremated with full state honours. The Department of Education, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, conducted a high-level meeting on Saturday to review appeals received against the recently issued teachers' transfer and posting. The meeting was chaired by Commissioner Education Amjad Tak. The order had impacted a total of 203 teachers. The review was held under the framework of Teachers' Transfer and Posting Policy 2025, which aims to ensure equitable and need-based deployment of teachers, safeguard students' academic interests, and maintain fairness, transparency, and job satisfaction within the teaching community. With the advent of the Devi Paksha on the occasion of Mahalaya yesterday, it's just around a week left for Durga Puja. Preparations are in the final stages, even as various puja committees in the northeastern states are organizing cultural competitions in the run-up to the festivities. The Meghalaya Central Puja Committee held its 32nd annual pre-puja get-together of harmony, highlighted by an all-faith prayer meeting led by Governor C.H. Vijay Shankar at the Heritage Ramakrishna Mission in Shillong on Saturday. In view of the reported announcement of night road blockade by conglomerates of NGOs through various social media platforms, the District Magistrate of West Garo Hills, Meghalaya, has promulgated an order to prevent any breach of peace and to ensure public safety. The order restricts unlawful assembly of five or more persons, carrying of weapons, and any activity that may disturb public tranquility. And Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Chawna Main, flagged off the Namo Yuva run for a Nasha Mukt Bharat at Itanagar yesterday. The marathon witnessed enthusiastic participation of more than 7,000 youth from across Arunachal Pradesh. The run was part of a nationwide campaign launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, being held simultaneously across 100 cities with the participation of over 10 lakh youth. The marathon focused on spreading awareness on the dangers of substance abuse, inspiring the youth to adopt healthy lifestyles and strengthening the call for a drug-free nation. And before we wind up, another look at the headlines. Voting underway in five districts of Kokrajhar, Baksa, Chirang, Udalguri and Tamulpur in Assam to elect 40-member Borderland Territorial Council. Next-gen GST reforms to be implemented from the first day of Navratri today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura today, and preparations in final stage across Northeast for Durga Puja festivities. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.